Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. This week, let's remember that destiny will fulfill our desires in its own way. Our guest today, later on in the show, is going to be Dr. Gordon Pedersen, and he's author of The Silver Miracle, and he also did a wonderful book on the silver cure for animals, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Right now, let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And the first one that we have that we're going to talk to you about today, because it's kind of that flu season kind of stuff. So one of the things that I found that helps me quite a bit is called mullein. Mullein is kind of, it's like the tall stems of mullein. They're covered in like this fine down, and they were once buried and burned as tapers in funeral processions. Ancient healers used the herb for scorpion stings and eye complaints and even toothaches and tonsillitis and coughs, but it's really good for the chest. It's also traditionally taken for kind of wasting diseases such as I said, tuberculosis for the chest. So an infused oil was kind of made from the flowers. And it was a standby in many parts of Europe for ailments as diverse as hemorrhoids and ear infections. Now the flowers are a relaxing expectorant for dry chronic hard coughs such as in whooping cough, tuberculosis, asthma, and bronchitis. And flowers are also effective for throat inflammation. And it's still made today. The infused oil is used to soothe inflammation, wounds, and earache. That's right. And then we have the leaves of the plant, and that's used mainly for respiratory disorders. And the leaves were at one time made into herbal tobacco, and they were smoked for asthma and tuberculosis. And traditionally, the plant was regarded as antiseptic, and the large leaves produced in the second season were wrapped around fruits to preserve them. See, so mullein is really this wonderful thing. And so I know that's one of my go-to things when I get some kinds of colds and flus. I use mullein for my congestion, and I use slippery elm for my throat, and then I use colloidal silver for my antibiotic to kill those little viruses and bacteria and stuff like that. And with that said, let's get right to our guest. We have Dr. Gordon Pedersen, and he's author of The Silver Miracle, and he's a naturopathic doctor with PhDs in immunology and biology. He's board certified in anti-aging, which we like, and regenerative medicine, and has a master's degree in cardiac rehabilitation and wellness. Plus, he's a best-selling author and public speaker, and he sells this wonderful silver product that I haven't found something like this, I don't know, since forever. Welcome, Dr. Gordon.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. I could tell you that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So basically, I was telling everyone that, you know, I had, for colds and flu and stuff, I definitely use, you know, mullein and slippery elm, but I use silver, you know, to help with fighting the, like an antibiotic. Can you tell us a little bit about why silver is the greatest tool for restoring and protecting health?
Well, first of all, it's all natural, number one. Number two, it destroys bacteria and viruses and yeast all at the same time. That natural mechanism can destroy all three of those germs at the same time. And we don't even have any drugs that can come close to that. So imagine when you drink liquid silver, it can go into your body, it can travel through your red blood cells, and it can go to every single place that blood flow will take it. So you're getting the ability of this silver product, the energy of silver, silver that resonates at a frequency that destroys germs throughout your body, and then you eliminate it back out of your body. And as it pools in your bladder, it's going to destroy the germs in your bladder, because silver's change never occurs. What that means is Silver is not metabolized like other medicines. It passes through the body the same as it went into the body. So what a wonderful tool for women that have bladder infections on a regular basis. They can drink the liquid silver, have it pour in their bladder, and on the way out of the body, it destroys that bacteria growing in the lining of the bladder. So this is why it's so miraculous, is because it's simple and it's all natural, and we just utilize the properties that God has given us and make them a little bit more medicinal and a little bit more beneficial. Like I've made a product that's alkaline instead of having these strong acids that we've had of the past. So we're just making it a little bit better, making it a little bit more useful, and we put it in a gel form and a liquid form and a lotion form and a soap form. And now we have the ability to help ourselves stay well.
Well, not only that, but, you know, if you think back, silver was, it's not like this new discovery. Back in the day, and you were told that you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, right? So silver spoons back in the day, back in medieval times, kings and babies of the nobilities were given silver spoons to suck on for a specific reason, because it would keep them healthy, correct?
You're absolutely correct. You're the first talk show host that knew that, and I'm so proud of you for knowing that, because that's part of the history of the silver product. In fact, when I was in Europe and we were throwing coins in the fountains there, we found out that, in fact, those used to be the central location for all the water systems, and the people who received water were required to throw silver coins into the water system to help purify it from bacteria and algae growth. And so there's another tradition in Europe about silver.
And not only that, because I've been using colloidal silver for a very long, you know, I don't know, for almost 30 years. I know I had a dog that was passing over. She had bone marrow cancer. And a friend of mine back in the day was one of the first people that, you know, he did a water, like a water that was colloidal silver, but he had had colloidal gold in there, and he was one of the first ones, those scientific crazy people, you know, back in the day about 30 years ago, that ended up because gold settles, and it was very hard for that to stay, to get into a state that was, you know that was able to be without settling to the bottom of the thing, is what I think he told me. But anyway, he did that, and my dog immediately drank that. She went to it immediately, and, you know, because they know what's going to heal them. And she stayed around for 7 months when they said that she had 6 weeks to live, and she had a quality of life up to the last 3 days. So, you know, this stuff that we're talking about here actually, from what I know, too, was that the reason we have antibiotics is because of silver. Because
you are so correct. In fact, silver is listed in the physician's desk reference in 42 different drugs with names like Albargan and Nobargan, and all these different drugs were used for every different purpose imaginable because they destroyed all kinds of germs. And today, in the burn units, every burn unit in the world, their number one ingredient for a burn, if they want to keep it from getting infected, is a silver ointment. Now, this silvadine cream is also put on bandages, and it's also used in many different ways for two reasons. One, it keeps a burn from getting infected. No bacteria, no viruses, no yeast. Now it can heal. And it also causes a healing increase by stimulating immune cells called stem cells. And so the wound heals with half the scarring in half the time and without infection. So you can see that silver is a very valuable tool. And when it comes to antibiotics, in the studies that are coming out and have been published by Harvard and Boston University, they've discovered that silver can be used in combination with antibiotics, and it will make the antibiotic 1,000 times more effective. Yeah, isn't that amazing? And not only that, like, if that's not enough, it also reverses the antibiotic resistance that we have in the world today, which that could be a bigger problem than cancer and diabetes combined if we don't get that under control. So silver's future is going to include antibiotics, and antibiotics are going to be used less. People are going to take silver more frequently, and they can combine the two together for a serious problem. Now, I got to present this information at the naturopathic convention, and I'm a naturopathic doctor as well, and I got to present this in my research, and they totally, completely, 100% of them voted to accept this as a way to go for the future, which is that they will use silver liquid internally before they'll reach for an antibiotic, and then if they have to bring an antibiotic on afterward, they'll continue using the silver together. Very simple, but it's the cutting edge of medicine. I know I've been presenting it at the medical conferences.
Well, not only that, but I did know, you know, because we work with the government here a lot, and so what they did was about 5 years ago, they had finally made bandages with silver ointment on it for that the Department of Defense bought for the soldiers. So that's in kits now, where they actually wrap the wounds in gauze that in these bandages that have colloidal silver in them, and they've been healing faster, better, greater than ever before. So it's actually helping. The government's not going to let you know, like the FDA and stuff, because unfortunately, most of those people are scientific people that come from big pharma like Merck and company and things like that, and they're all sometimes they discard the natural medicine to keep the dollars in that medical community. My ex-husband was a biochemist at Merck Sharp and Dohme, and he told me back in 71 that they were throwing out negative reports on the studies that they were doing to purport their drugs. So, for me, I think that sometimes, especially now with the suppression of natural health information, it's so much more important for getting this information out to people so that they understand that it's not just a Western medicine way to go, that we have other alternatives that are safer, greater, better, which brings me to, is silver safe?
Well, silver is safe because I've developed a new way of manufacturing silver. It's not the silver of the past. It's not your grandmother's old silver. This is new technology. We have magnetic resonance that we use as magnetic resonance imaging. Well, I use this kind of scientific technology to manufacture silver with structured water and silver as the only two ingredients. I don't use the nitric acid like they've used in the past, and it doesn't cause problems like it does. The name the Blue Man is going to come up, so I thought I'd just say it. There's a man who turned himself blue by making his own silver, and he did it without any help from pharmaceutical associations or chemistry classes. He just went home and took nitric acid, put a silver coin in it, and the acid was so strong it would dissolve the coin into a liquid, put a pinch of salt in it, and he drank over a half a gallon of that every day, and it stained his skin. Well, that's not the kind of silver we make now. I've developed a silver that uses structured water that is alkaline, not acidic, and it's actually a system for the body to help itself. What that means is silver is the one product that will destroy bacteria, viruses, and yeast on contact. Your herbal medicines, they make the immune system stimulated, and your immune system has to work harder to destroy germs. Well, in today's world, we have an overworked immune system because we have too many bacteria, viruses, and yeast in our water, in our air, in our foods. We live too close to one another. And so the silver comes in and takes the workload off an overworked immune system. And yes, it works in combination with herbs and with antibiotics, but imagine now we have an alkaline silver we can take daily for prevention. You see, people didn't take it daily the last 100 years because it was a strong acid and they would only take it when they were really sick. Well, the strength of this silver is it's alkaline. It's not an acid. It only contains silver and water with a magnetic resonance. And now you can take it every day in a liquid or a gel or a soap and all these different things take the workload off an overworked immune system. That's why it's so wise to use it.
Well, one of my questions for you is, you know how when you take too many antibiotics, your system builds up the resistance and then it doesn't work? Is that the same with silver? Because, you know, if you're taking it every day, does your body build up where a resistance, or is it because it doesn't change form that it passes right through your body? I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
Well, silver does not have a situation where the bacteria build up resistance. Now, that's why antibiotics have a problem. We've used them too many times. We've used them too frequently. And the bacteria, or the germs, let's call them, in your body have seen that antibiotic so frequently that they've developed a defense against them. They won't let the antibiotic into the bacterial cell, so it coats itself with a coating. We call that resistance. Now, silver comes along, and it strips off that resistant coating. So now, think about an M&M, how it has a candy coating protecting the chocolate. Well, what happens with bacteria is they start to secrete their own naturally developed coating around themselves like an M&M, and the antibiotic can't get in to kill it anymore. So that's resistance in its simplest idea. Now, here comes the silver stripping clear that coating, exposing the bacteria, and the antibiotic, whether it's there or not, the silver is going to kill or destroy that germ, but the antibiotic just works faster now. So what's happening is silver is not going to cause a resistance. It's going to strip it away. It does the opposite. So no, just because you've been exposed to silver, you don't develop resistance to it. But it reverses resistance of antibiotics as well. So it may be a real fantastic solution to help with the antibiotic resistant problem we have already. You know, it's a scary one out there, isn't it? When you think about getting a scratch from a cat and the bacteria is no longer susceptible to being destroyed by an antibiotic, what do you do? Do you die from every scratch or cut? Or what if you breathe in somebody's cough in a small room and they have a tuberculosis or they have some kind of germ that is resistant to all antibiotics? And what if you go to a hospital? Mm-hmm. And in the hospital, while you're there, what if you pick up MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus? What if you pick up that kind of a germ, and it's stronger than any other germ out there? These are all huge issues that we're dealing with that silver can reverse. In fact, today, right now, about 3 months ago, the FDA banned 28 of the 31 ingredients found in hand sanitizers. Banned them because of two reasons. One, they don't kill all the germs they claim to. The ones that don't die become super germs, and that's why in the hospitals we've been getting super germs build up because nurses think they're killing all the germs with their hand sanitizer. Number two, the hand sanitizing ingredients destroy the DNA of your skin, causing abnormal cell growth. So just like that, the FDA banned 28 of the 31 ingredients, leaving only isopropyl alcohol, and by the way, they're on probation for 9 more months, and then they'll be banned as well.
So wow.
Silver is the one solution that you can use in a gel form to replace your hand sanitizer that's safe, and it destroys all the bacteria and all the viruses and all the yeast. It's a fantastic option that's going on right now in today's natural world, and it's called structured alkaline silver. You don't want that acidic stuff.
Right. And one of the things that I do know is that you had sent me some samples. The silver lozenges that you have are the best thing since sliced bread. I absolutely love them. They're made with all organic natural products, and it's honey and colloidal silver, and it is just wonderful. And the other thing is that when I did colloidal silver before, they, it used to give me upset stomach. Now, when you're saying alkaline, people don't understand that our stomach and stuff is so acidic. So that when we're taking your silver, it's alkaline, which means it cuts down on that acid, and it just makes you feel good. We're going to have to take a break, but we're going to be right back with Dr. Gordon Pedersen and talking about the book, The Silver Miracle, and his silver products in just one moment. So stay with us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Hey there, welcome back. This is the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Dr. Gordon Pedersen. He's author of The Silver Miracle. Dr. Gordon, could you give us your website so people can go and take a look at that?
Yes, thank you. It's mydoctorsuggests.com, and there's books on there, and because my producer said, you're doing such a great job, we'd like to give everyone and everyone a free book if they go to that website. And it's just a digital copy of the book, but we can find that on there as well. Thank you. MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Well, thank you. I tell everyone, if you are listening to this, visit MyDoctorSuggests.com and get that free book, because I got to tell you, you want to have something like that in your library, because it's very well researched, it's very easy to understand, and it gives you a plethora of information. And in these times where there is no, where health information is being suppressed, we must make sure that we're creating a chain of domino effects, so that if you hear something that you feel appeals to you, and for example, you go to My Doctor Suggest, you buy, like I did, that silver lozenges, and then you take them and you like them, then go tell your friends, because with the suppression of Google and the search engines and Facebook on getting this natural medicine, we've got to pull together. So you know, HealthyLife.net only has the best of the best, and we just don't have just anybody on or anything on. So you can understand that these things that we have here are good for you, and to get it out to the world. Which brings me to my next thing. One of the things that people are not really understanding is that, I guess because I come from the 60s, you know, it's peace, love, and flower children, but we were very bright. And so one of the things that we knew back then, and even my ex-husband was working on at Merck Sharp & Dohme, was everything that they were working on was for bioterrorism, which would mean that, you know, what is the best way to kind of keep the land and the resources, and to get rid of a people. It's not nuclear weapons to blow them up, because that creates no land, and the people want the land. So the best way to do that is to poison us, right? Which I think they're doing with the soil and the air and the water and whatever. So tell me, how can silver help as a defense against bioterrorism?
Well, you bring up a really sensitive issue, but silver has actually been presented, and I've been one of them, and there have been several people that have done this, has been presented before Homeland Security. And Orrin Hatch wrote a formal letter to all of Congress that the silver be stockpiled so that there was 1 gallon for every person in the United States in the event of a bioterrorism outbreak.
Wow.
Now, here's why that is. What's happened in this world is that there's people that have naturally occurring diseases, and you see these in colds and flus, and they've gotten worse, and antibiotics make the bacteria even stronger. But there still are some crazy people out there that want to mutate a virus into a new virus, or that want to spread bacteria into water systems, or that want to spread different kind of germs into the air just to control people. You brought it up very well. And silver is the one tool that we can work on a bacterial problem if it occurs, a bioterrorism problem, or just an outbreak of the red tide that comes on our water systems. We can also work on the viruses. and it works on both forms of viruses, which means whatever the virus is, silver has a natural innate ability to destroy, prevent it, and eliminate it from our systems. In addition to that, it works on yeast problems. And people think, oh, yeast isn't that big a deal. But yeast can actually cause cancers in the body. Yeast can actually destroy tissues inside the body. Now, if, and hopefully it'll never happen, if somebody starts using some of these bioterrorism tools, silver can work inside your body, traveling through your bloodstream to give you that protection so that when a virus or a germ comes into your body or your bloodstream, silver is already there to nullify it and excrete it out of the body. In addition to that, you've got a silver gel. Now imagine we have a silver gel that you can use on your hands now. And by using it on your hands, it's going to destroy all the bacteria, viruses, and yeast. And it's going to do so in a safe manner, and it's going to work for 5 or 6 hours. So we've got something that's going along those lines. And if I might bridge, you've got a really astute audience here, and so I might bridge into another topic that is kind of bioterrorist in nature. At least it's epidemic. And that is sexually transmitted illnesses can be a bacteria like gonorrhea. It can be a virus. It can be, you know, like the herpes virus. It can actually be a yeast infection. And the drugs that doctors prescribe for that only destroy one of them. So if you go to the doctor and have a vaginal yeast infection, doctors will usually prescribe Macrobid, which destroys bacteria but feeds the yeast. So a week later, you show up at the doctor's office, and now you have a yeast infection, and they'll give you a yeast drug like Diflucan, and it feeds the bacteria, and then back comes the bacterial infection. Yeast is the one thing, and it's all natural, that you can use as a gel, and you can use it in the women's parts of the body, and you can insert it on a tampon, just soak the whole tampon in the silver gel and insert it at night, take it out in the morning, and now you've destroyed bacteria, viruses, yeast, and that's kind of a terrorist tool that's going around our communities anyway. And so it, you can see how it works on all of the bacteria, viruses, and yeast. You want to have a gallon of this at your home in case that happens, because once the outbreaks happen, I was in Singapore when the SARS virus outbreak happened. I was right there, ground zero. Within 2 hours, houses were starting to be wrapped in Visqueen and duct tape. Other places were buying out every food item they could buy. Within 4 hours, you couldn't buy a box of cereal or a bottle of water. Everybody was hunkering down to their own homes and becoming very, very secret and secure. And the doctors, well, the doctors got exposed to all the sick people, and some of them died from it. The rest of them went into hiding. So if you think you're going to get access to a doctor during an outbreak or a bacterial terrorist activity, the doctors are all going to go hide so they don't die from it. You're going to be on your own, and silver is the one tool you can use from day one and know you're doing the right thing.
You know, I agree with that. You know, my friend that, you know, 30 years ago that was doing this colloidal silver stuff, he lived in Vegas, and one of the top people that were buying his, because he had a lotion as well, and one of the buying the lotion was the prostitutes in Vegas, because it would stop venereal diseases. So they would use it prior to before, and then it would just stop it. So it's amazing that, you know, silver, all the things that silver can do. And we've got to take a break, but we're going to be right back, and we're going to learn more about silver from Dr. Gordon Pedersen. So stay with us.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. It's the Linda McKenzie Show, and again, we have with us Dr. Gordon Pedersen, and he's author of The Silver Miracle, and you can get all of his wonderful silver products at My Doctor Suggests, with an S, suggests.com. I got two more little quick things for you. One is, what is the role of silver as a travel medicine?
Well, the travel idea is that you don't know what you're going to run into, and you're going to be flying maybe, and that airplane might be recirculating everybody else's coughs and sneezes and illnesses. So what you want is general protection from a travel agent. Well, antibiotics, we know, people take with them, but they only destroy a small portion of the bacteria that's out there, and they do nothing for viruses and nothing for yeast. So silver is a perfect tool. Now, to be wise, I try to put mine in 2-ounce liquid bottles. Now, in these 2-ounce liquid bottles, I can swallow half an ounce twice a day, and so it's going to carry me for a few days, each bottle. Gel becomes my most important choice when I travel. And the reason why is because silver gel comes in a 3-ounce bottle, so it's going to go right through all of your security. And then you can put it on your hands. You can brush your teeth with it. You can actually use the gel instead of the liquid to take every day when you're on the road because it's going to help oral health. You can put it in your nostrils. You can put it on your lips. You can put it on your hands. You can use it on your feet. And no matter what, when you're traveling, you almost always change climates. And if you go from a really humid climate to a really dry climate, you're going to need the humidity that the silver lotion puts on your skin. So as you can see, there's one thing I take more than anything else on the road, and that's my silver lozenges. So imagine, you can have one lozenge in the morning, one lozenge at night, and you're getting a full dose of silver. Now, I have talk show hosts that have radio shows, and they talk for 3 hours a day, and they'll use 10 lozenges a day to keep their voice healed and to keep their voice moist. And I have singers at Juilliard, opera singers, and they sing so loud and so hard that they strain their voices, but they suck on these lozenges to help keep their voice well as well. These are extreme use people, and they're the ones that are getting significant benefits. So imagine when you're traveling, take twice as many lozenges as you expect, because as soon as you sit down on a plane or a bus or somewhere and open up a lozenge and someone said, "What is that?" you'll say, "Oh, it's my silver lozenge." You'll be sharing them. I guarantee you'll be sharing them because you don't want what they have. So you'll be sharing them with people around, and you do not want what they're coughing, sneezing, or otherwise sharing with the populace unknowingly.
Well, not only that, but, you know, what I think that is, you know, when you're traveling down to Mexico or some of these other areas, you've got that Montezuma's revenge. And if you're taking the liquid, you know, it helps to kill all of those different little critters that create some of that.
So, can I share an experience if I don't get too graphic?
Okay, don't get too graphic, you know.
I'm coming home on an airplane from Indonesia, so it's about a 20-hour flight. And on the way, I got diarrhea because the food that I ate didn't agree with me. I'm guessing that it was E. coli or salmonella. And I think, oh, I'll just take some silver. Well, what we do in this situation is different than others. We don't just take 2 teaspoons twice a day. What I did was I took 4 ounces, and I drank it right now. And 1 hour later, I drank another ounce. An hour later, I drank another ounce. An hour later, I drank another ounce, and within 2 hours, the revenge had stopped. The gas that was giving me distension and cramping had stopped. And I got my life back, and I survived that plane flight. But it's because I had my silver with me. I had it in 2-ounce bottles so I could carry it on. And it will destroy the bacteria that causes that revenge. Hey, did we do that pretty good without getting graphic?
We did. We did. I'm very proud of you. another thing that I was thinking as you were talking, one of another places where people should, you know, really consider using this, because when you go to a school or you're in a room of young kids, you know, they are just little disease carriers. You know, They can't help themselves. I mean, they are walking, you know, terrible things. And so this is a safe for children. And so in school environments, if you're going to be around children, especially if you're an elderly adult who can pick up more things too, you know, a good defense would be the silver. But more important, is silver safe for children and animals?
Silver is safe for children. Silver is safe for animals, and I've written books on both of those topics. But let me tell you one experience about children. 99%, and I'm estimating by my opinion here, about 99% of everyone listening right now got silver liquid drops put in their eyes within the first 5 or 10 minutes of life. So let's see what happens there. When you're born, you're going to have the most vulnerable time in your life, and your eyes are the most vulnerable organ on your body. And even before they feed you, they take liquid silver at every hospital I know of and put liquid silver drops in your eyes to destroy bacteria, viruses, and yeast. And it happened to all of us.
Wow.
So that ought to tell you how safe it is for infants. And yes, if a child weighs under, if they weigh under 75 pounds, they can get a child's dose, which is half the adult dose. So basically, they're getting one teaspoon twice a day. Unless they're sick, then we double that back up to the adult dose of 2 teaspoons twice a day. But gosh, these lozenges, I made them specifically for children. I made them specifically because I've been into those rooms where the children are in there and the heat is warm and the air is moist, and there's a cough every 20 seconds, and a sneeze every 2 minutes, and they just sit in there like little petri dishes growing germs, and then they want to hug you when you leave. And I just said, my gosh, we've got to help these kids. From the minute they leave their home, they get a lozenge. They get a lozenge in their sack lunch. They get a lozenge when they come home, and 3 a day, they've got some protection, not only for themselves, but for the people around them, so that they're not sharing their bodily fluids and coughs and sneezes with everybody.
You know, and your silver lozenges, I just got the original ones, but I can just imagine, because they come in different flavors, right?
Oh, yeah, they come in a lot of different flavors. We've got wild cherry and tropical orange, and we've got honey lemon. We've got a sugar-free one that's sweetened with monk fruit, not sugar.
Wow.
And we've got one, oh, this one will crack you up. I went to Asia, and the Japanese people just love the ginger. I do, too. And
me
I love
too,
sushi.
Yeah.
I love the ginger on it. So I made a lozenge flavored with ginger, and I made it spicy with cayenne.
Great.
And a lot of Americans are like, keep that away from me. The Asian people have a palate for ginger with cayenne. What a terrific way to energize your mouth and body, and have silver in there to destroy the germs at the same time.
Right.
So there's a lot of fun ideas here.
Well, it is, and cayenne pepper helps the adrenals and all sorts of stuff. We're out of time. I'm so sad, but I am so glad that you're going to be starting a show right here on the network January 1st, and it's called Essence of Wellness. So welcome aboard, and thank you for giving us all this wonderful silver information, Dr. Gordon Patterson. Again, go to his site, mydoctorsuggest.com. And let's celebrate. We're going to be healthy.
And thank you for making me look so good here. I've had a great time. You're a great host.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Well there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and I hope you got some good information here, because we have to help each other. This is what this is all about. We want to make sure that as the information kind of decreases on natural health on the internet, and we have to go back to the old sources of word of mouth, and you can understand that and rely on HealthyLife.net, that we will be there for you, for giving you as much natural health information as we possibly can. We're going to stay here being your source for that. To that end, what I did was, before they took away all of the sites for natural health where you have to know them to type them in, you know, actually know all the names. And if the website has an abbreviation and you don't know that, it's going to be harder to find these things. So what I did was on our links page on HealthyLife.net, which you can find by going to the home page on HealthyLife.net, and in the bottom left-hand corner, you'll see a thing called links, and you just click on that. And in it, you will find search engines that don't track you. And you'll also find many, many sites on natural health that you can get and understand information from, like the Cancer Control Society and just different, the American Botanical Society, places that you can get quality information that is standard, magazines and some publications and some doctors that you can trust, and all sorts of information right there on our links page now. So that can be a resource of natural health information for you. So if you can't find something and you're not feeling well, then just go to that links page. I'm sure that there's some place where you can sit there and research, find something that follows what you need, and just click on through and get to them. And remember, everybody's body is different, right? So we don't want to just take what somebody says. We have to feel, know, and trust that it's right, but at least we have to have information available so that we can make the right choices, the natural choices, so that we don't get hooked up into this big pharma medical mafia thing that's going on, you know. Anyway, I really, we also here on HealthyLife.net, because we're pulling for this cause, we also have natural health news. We've included that in our newscasts every day. So when you want the latest things that are happening in the industry, as far as I can get them on the internet, you know, we will have them there for you, including different kinds of tips and things that are going on, so that you have something on natural health every day. And then on Tuesdays, we have the natural health segment, which, you know, unfortunately, there's not many studies being done in the United States anymore. If they are on supplements and natural things, and the ones that are being done are becoming negative, you know, that's because Big Pharma is doing the studies. So most of the information that I'm getting is coming from research from universities in Europe, Australia, Japan, China, a lot of different kinds of places, so that we used to get that from there too, but America used to have a great synopsis until unfortunately Obama decided to give science a little push, and then science took over. And so a lot of the things that you see around is because of that. You know, for example, why does mandatory vaccines happen in California? Well, the biotechnology companies are very big in California. So the government is pushed on that. And then, of course, the pharmaceutical companies are giving money out to some of the officials like Pan, who is pushing an agenda that makes no sense and that is just makes absolutely no sense. So when you're looking at things, you have to understand that Western medicine isn't followed the same way in other countries. For example, they have 256 new vaccines that they're trying to get approved, okay? And one that just recently got approved is for the AIDS virus, where they're trying to give live AIDS viruses in the vaccine to children that won't get AIDS. The latest thing was they have now found something that helps the flu, so that it's called exofluenza or something like that. And so what happens is you get the flu shot, the vaccine, which, you know, is owned, a lot of the patents are owned by the FDA. Okay, so they make money on that. So you take the flu virus sheds, you get the flu, and then you can go, and so they get you for the money on the flu virus, so they give you the flu, and then they give you the shot to stop the flu. So my thing is this. I just don't understand why all these millions and billions of dollars are being spent on vaccines, if it's for the greater good, because a vaccine, you know, why not get side effects? Any kind of drug has side effects, 52 side effects minimum. minimum on drugs. And if you take 10 drugs, that's 520 hanging around in your system, right? But why don't they develop a cure? Like that flu shot that they just did, you know, that you can get and it stops the flu and it cures the flu, okay? Why not concentrate on doing something like that? So then only the people that get the flu would get the side effects of the drug and not everyone. Okay? So instead of making a vaccine, cure the disease. But where would the money be in that? Now in Europe, they only get 3 vaccines. Okay? Here, I don't know what we're getting. I think 46 by the age of 10 or something. In Europe, by the way, no drug company really is located here in the United States. They're either funded, you know, there's small drug companies, but the huge ones that are making the product, they're all in Europe. And in Europe, when you go to a doctor, the doctor says, do you want pharmaceutical drugs or would you like the natural method? They get a choice. We don't. So it's very, you know, we are the most drugged up nation in the world. And we're 35th, I believe, in, you know, Monaco has a better healthcare system. Costa Rica has a better healthcare system, than the United States. So why is that? So you're buying into this. For myself, I haven't been to a medical doctor for 44 years. I'm healthy. I handle myself. And everybody's body is different. But, you know, for medical doctors, if I have a broken leg, I'll go there. Even to get, to figure out what I have, you know, for an analysis. But then I'm going to use natural. Anyway, just wanted to let you know we're in your corner. We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and I want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to info@healthylife.net. Visit my website at lindamckenzie.net, MACKENZIE.net. And I've just enjoyed this hour with you. And until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of faith, freedom, and courage. Bye.